Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to Girl on Fire podcast on the Believe Network, New York's number one podcast network for personal growth. This is your host, Kirsten Franklin.
Hey guys, on this week's episode, I'm going to talk about productivity. I get a lot of questions on people asking me, how is it that I own all these companies, do all this stuff? And when you talk to the people involved in my companies, they know I'm extremely hands-on. And of course, most of you know I am a parent as well, a single full-time parent. And so, you know, it's just come up a lot lately. I was just on a radio show for lawyers and it came up and I just thought, like, I'm sure I've talked about this in the past, but let's break it down again. So on this week's episode, I will give you the high level overview of what I do to break things down and hopefully give you a little insight into what you can do to really eliminate that overwhelm and actually get stuff done, right? So most of you know I have a program called Get It Done, in which I break it down super, super minute. And then I actually get on the phone with you guys personally, individually, so that we can make sure we're getting it all together. But again, on this episode, I'm going to give you the high level overview. So really, when we get overwhelmed, it is because we're looking at the whole thing, right? The big piece, all the stuff, and we're feeling it in this singular moment in time. How are we going to do it all? There's too much to do, you know, just crazy, crazy, right? And it gets to be too much. And most of the time we just break down and we don't do anything at all, right? Maybe we all of a sudden freak out, have a cocktail, get too relaxed and then go to bed, you know, or watch Netflix or scroll TikTok or whatever our habit is, it is. And the reason we do that is that we're essentially checking out, right? Like a drug addict, an alcoholic checks out of whatever that daily life is that they really can't handle. We do the same thing when we opt to do nothing, scroll TikTok, you know, read a book, even you feel like you're being productive, right? But you're avoiding the work that's necessary to get stuff done. So one of the kind of easy ways to begin to get stuff done is to be able to break down what it is you even need to do in the most small step, right? And this is something that I'm sure you've heard a lot of, like, oh, break it down into tiny chunks. Well, what is a tiny chunk really? Let's talk about it this way. It should be something that you can do in 15 minutes or less. And now that might seem weird, you know, especially for lawyers or something, you're like, oh, you're going to read a contract. You're going to have to do this thing, do that, right? And you're talking billable hours and you'd rather just sit there and do the whole thing. And, you know, again, it sometimes can be too much. So if you tell yourself you're going to only read the first two pages of that contract, no matter what's coming up, no matter what the timing is, and you calendar that, then it almost seems ridiculous that you can't read two pages. Now, don't psych yourself out of it. Don't say like, oh, it's not enough, right? Sometimes, oh, that's not enough work. That's not enough stuff getting done. But that's where we psych ourselves out and then things actually don't get done, you know? And so it's just a 15-minute step and it's the first 15-minute step that you want to take. So if it's just reading those two pages of that contract, if it's just measuring the wall that you want to figure out what desk you want to buy to fit it, that's it. It's just the tiny, tiny step. And the reason we do it in tiny 15-minute chunks, now don't get me wrong, if you're in the zone and you feel like going more and you can do it and you're not doing it because it's easy and it's taking you away from something hard that you have to do, right? It's not like the easiest path out. Go ahead. Nothing stops you. Nothing stops you from time blocking for an hour and saying that these are the, you know, the four things I'm doing in that hour, right? But the reason you do it so small is that you almost can't say no. Right? Like if your 15-minute chunk is, I have to Google best sneakers for basketball, right? Or golf, right? You're going to be able to, in that moment, force yourself to just do the one thing. And it's just in that moment you need to get over to do the one thing. And in fact, it's so tiny, so small, you might be able to, you know, psychologically like massage that by saying, oh my God, I'd be dumb not to do that. All right, I'll do that and then I'll go do something else. Right. But that's, it's a mind game, right? Everybody always asks me like, what is it I do? And that's really all I do is I mess with the thoughts in your head and their association with your, you know, body, you're a sentient being, right? You feel things. And that's all I do. And I do that very successfully, right? So it's all a mind game. And this is all a mind game for you too. Now there's lots of other different, you know, tricks that you can do to motivate yourself, get yourself in a better place so that you have high energy when you're coming into every one of your activities, et cetera, et cetera. You know, but talking about these time management tools like time blocking, like Pomodoro technique and all of this other stuff, it's all great. But unless you have those 15-minute chunks down, you could essentially not get stuff done, right? How many people here probably time block and they're like, okay, I'm going to spend this hour working on my side gig. And then you get to that hour and you're like, yeah, I'm totally going to do it. It's the, you know, my tomato stand or whatever it is you got going on. And then you're trying to figure out what to do in that hour. You don't even know what it is you're supposed to be doing about your tomato stand in that hour, right? And so you end up wasting the hour getting frustrated and overwhelmed about figuring out what's even the first step. So that takes me to our first step in order to break stuff down into such tiny, minute 15-minute chunks. I like for everyone to brain dump the process. So what has to happen, right? If you are, you know, having to read that contract and it's 50 pages and what really has to happen, what do you really need to get from it? Well, first you need to get the contract, right? You have to make sure it's the right contract that you're reviewing. You know, there's tons of different stuff you could do. If you are like redoing your closet, what do you have to do first? You know, and just brain dump. You know, that could look like such craziness, like, oh, well, I'm going to empty it all out. I'm going to rip out the stuff that's there. I'm going to give the shoes to charity. I'm going to put a California closet in and then I'm going to put it all back. Or maybe get rid of everything. I don't know. Right. So what you're doing, though, is laying it out and really seeing it on paper. And then I want you to actually like sort of imagineer it, really walk through it. So just pretend now that you've written all the steps down that you think you're doing. Just, okay, so I'm emptying my closet. Okay, how do I break that down into 15-minute chunks? Okay, well, maybe I'll first go through all the shoes on the left side. Maybe I'll go through all the shirts on the left side, right? Maybe I'll go through all the purses on the left side for 15 minutes at a time, right? And if you can go longer and you have that ability, great. If not, you've at least taken an actionable step that clearly progresses you, however small, to that happy end result, which is emptying that closet so that you can install a California closet, right? And there's going to be so many other steps in there. But when you visualize what's going on, you can really visualize that step. So you've emptied the closet, you've taken down all the brackets, and now you're going to install, well, wait a second, actually, you have to measure it and order the California closet, right? Do you even know what kind of closet you want? All right, so maybe you have to measure the closet, research online, order the closet, and then start taking stuff out because it's going to take a while. Or maybe you want to hire a California closet installer, right? Who knows? But as you go through the process, you'll see it come to life. And just know that when you do it, there's always moments where you're always rearranging it, right? Because you thought it was, oh crap, you forgot to, you know, get the measuring tape to do the thing to whatever, right? Or you needed screwdrivers or a power drill or anchors because you have drywall, right? There's so much stuff that could happen and it's fine. Just adjust everything, right? And, you know, for these, you know, this is really for stuff that maybe isn't necessarily deadline related. You can break down deadline related stuff similarly, but put them on your calendar differently to make sure that you achieve that deadline, that goal by that deadline. I'm not sure if that made sense. I love the fact that I don't have a guest today. I'm just here. I wanted to lay down a few recordings just because, you know, I keep getting asked these questions about how I do all this. And it's not just about the 15-minute time chunks and, you know, the brain dumping and narrowing it down. Sure, that's the mechanics of it, but the rest of it all has to do with my head game, right? Having spent years and years and years going from probably the arguably worst mom in the planet to hopefully one of the best. But that was all a head game, right? I had to learn how to reduce my reactivity. I had to learn how to reduce the negativity and somewhat eliminate it to not be affected by the outside, right? And so that all takes time because it is layers, and it's about, you know, acknowledging things first, because if you don't know what's really going on, then it becomes a little bit more difficult to fix it. And I say it like that because we've had moments where we were just so done with something, it never happened again, right? We have the ability to change our entire lives at the drop of a hat. We don't, right? And that is our belief system, because maybe we believe it's going to be a difficult thing. Maybe we believe we're supposed to, maybe we have a belief that we have to torture ourselves in order to punish ourselves, to be, you know, have some level of justice for having done something wrong to someone, right? There's so many different stories that play out in our heads that we're not even aware of as to why we do things. But the other thing I would say is, if you're picking up a repeated pattern that you don't like, check it out, right? Because especially when you're talking about organization, so like that, if you find that you're always sort of feeling overwhelmed and then getting nothing done, because you procrastinate and then give up, or you procrastinate and all of a sudden it's too late, time passed, you're no good, right? You know, that's a pattern, and check it. Why is that? You know, it's more than just breaking down these items and executing, because if you break down the items and execute and you're fine, then that's all it was. It's a habit. If you're breaking down the exit, you know, the items and still not being able to execute, then it's a mind game. Then you have something else going on upstairs, and it's a thought process. And while I don't have a ton of time to get into that today, I will definitely get into that on some future episodes. But what I'd love for you guys to do is go ahead and join me. You can go to kirstenfranklin.com. You can download for free the 6 daily habits that will change the trajectory of your life. That will put you into our email system, which will then give you a link to our Facebook group where we are active and discussing, you know, whatever comes up. And what I'd say to that is, feel free to post in that Facebook group any questions you have that you want me to answer on this podcast or even in the group. Happy to do so. I can happily drop a video in there as well to discuss anything you got going on. All right, guys. All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you, and I look forward to the next one.
So that is it for this week. Thank you for joining me, and I hope that you enjoyed today's show.
If so, don't forget to rate it. If you guys have a pressing question, feel free to tweet me at CS Thrive or on Instagram at Thrive Tribe 3.14159. Again, I know that's a weird one. It's just pi. So it's Thrive _ Tribe _ 3.14159. Or of course, you can join me in Facebook at my free group, which is Thrive Tribe Global. If you just search groups and you enter in Thrive Tribe Global, you should see us there, and you can join it for free. I answer your questions in there, but if you guys send me a question through there, I will be sure to answer it here on this podcast.
And as always, if you're ever interested in advertising on the show, please contact the Believe Network at Believe, B-L-E-A-V, at believe.com. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.